Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. It's Crowley. We miss our guy Doran dearly. He is out on paternity leave. He deserves it, but I miss him. Intern Dom is here. No Harry Callis. He's getting an early break. This is my swan song. I will walk into the sunset just for a few days after today. Dom, are you in tomorrow? Are you in all week?
I'm in all week, afternoons all week. By the way, real quick, let me tell you that the early morning show, the past 40 minutes, brought to you by Steel City Medical Center. Put the smile back in your life. Good morning, Crowley.
Put the smile back in your life. Smiles in my life anytime I get to hang out with you, intern Dom.
Thank you.
Dom DiTommaso pissing off writers in the city. We don't need to talk about that. But I think he's making waves. He's all grown up in Saving China. That is a Mulan reference, for those of you who don't know. Dom and I were kibitzing before the show, talking about one of our favorite things, which is the Irish exit. He did that at the Christmas karaoke party. I did that at the Christmas karaoke party. You spent a whole night with everybody. Why do you got to say goodbye? Why do I have to have a bonus conversation? It's like extra time in soccer. I don't need that. You have your conversations. You say everything that you need to say. You have a few laughs. You have a beverage or two. You get your yucks, and then you get the hell out of there. I don't need to hug every person that I've been talking to for the last 2 hours. They got me. They got what they need out of me. That's just, it's the hanging chat of hanging out. Like, there's just no, there's nothing to it. There's no meat to it. Goodbye? What was this about? My dad has always done that. We go to a party, he's out. My dad also at family parties, when he gets bored with the conversations, he would, at my grandma's house, go into the back bedroom and just grab a pillow and sleep on the floor. He would spend about half the time at family gatherings with the in-laws just asleep because I'm not dealing with the nonsense. But I think the Irish exit is the best goodbye. But my wife's got the full Italian family. You don't really get to do it there. And my mom, God love her, God bless her, she'll have a full-blown conversation when you open the door. And she's leaving your house. You're in the door frame. It's -5 degrees outside, and it could be Christmas Day. What are you doing on Valentine's Day? Let's get something on the calendar. We got to figure out Valentine's Day. Don't need it. Love you, Mom. Don't need it. Texter, Dom is really good on the early morning show. Just saying. I agree. Dom is very talented. Dom is very funny. Dom doesn't believe the Immaculate Reception happened. We'll get into that later on in the show, as today is the anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, December 23rd. I wonder if they'll make sure that they got the statue in the airport right, because they screwed it up. What else is going on, Dom?
Well, just to comment on the Irish goodbye, this is something that I developed in college. Because it's the same thing. You're hanging out with everybody for hours. I don't need to do a 20-minute goodbye and talk about the night we just had. I'm going to see you tomorrow. So I'm not going to say bye to anybody. I'm going to sneak out. And then everybody can talk about me afterwards and say, ah, man, I wish I would have said bye to Dom.
Man, I wish I got more time with Dom.
Yeah. So the Irish goodbye.
You leave him wanting more.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, if they feel like they haven't gotten enough Dom, or they feel like they haven't gotten enough Crowley, and you leave, now all of a sudden, you're a talking point. You're not there, but your presence remains. Your aura levels up. I think that's a good point.
Well, because I said to you, I said, Crowley, I showed up to the Christmas karaoke thing last week, you know, a little late, and I said you weren't there. I remembered for almost a week that I didn't see you. And if I would have seen you, I would have, you know...
Well, I was bummed out, I'm not going to lie.
That you didn't see me?
That I didn't see you, yeah, because I saw you on Pony and Muller, and I know you were wearing your Christmas sweater or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, and the Griswold jersey.
Yeah, the Griswold jersey, and I assumed that that meant that when you were done producing the show, you were going to come down, and eventually you did, but I thought that that meant, like, hey, the show's over at 6, well, my producer duties are done by, like, 6:30. 7 o'clock, and bang, I'm there by 7:30 at the absolute latest.
Well, I couldn't find a parking spot.
Oh, for an hour and a half?
I was circling for a good 25 minutes.
What time did you get there?
I left here at 7-ish, and I got down to Mike's, and there was
you
nowhere to
park. You weren't there at 7:30? I didn't leave till 8:30.
Well, no, because when I found a place to park, I sat in the car for a little bit, because that's my new move now. But I couldn't find a parking spot, so that's why I showed up late. That's also, by the way, can sometimes be a good move, is showing up late. Because then everyone's like, ah, Dom's here. Or if you're the first one, then you got to greet everybody.
If you are the main character, and I always am. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, I'm the life of every party I have ever attended. Yeah, there could be a benefit of arriving late. Because people are, well, where's Dom? Where's Crowley? Oh my God, where's that guy? Party can't really start till he walks in, like Kesha. I like that. My problem is I have a compulsive, I can't be late. I can't be late to stuff. And my wife, she does not believe in such things. I don't know if I told you this before. I've definitely told the listeners. Whatever time my wife last looked at the clock, that's what time it is for her. So if we have to be someplace at 6, and she looks at the clock and sees that it's 5:15, it could be 5:45. She still thinks it's friggin' 5:15. It's unbelievable. She's got worse clock management than Mike Tomlin. And now we got the kids, and she's got beautiful hair, so she's got to get the hair and, you know, all that jazz. We are routinely late to family functions because of that situation, and it drives me up a wall. She knows this. I'm getting better at not voicing my frustrations or huffing and puffing and being a little baby back, you know what, but it drives me absolutely nuts.
So you like being on time and early to things?
Yes.
Well, then you have the perfect full-time producer.
Don't you do this.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm not going to rip on Harry on one of the 12 days of Christmas, Dom. It ain't happening. Texter, tomorrow's not guaranteed. Say goodbye, see you soon. You never know when it's your last. You know, I don't need it.
And then if it's my last, then that's even more aura then.
People always say, this is like one of the biggest pieces of advice whenever you're in a relationship. Like when you're getting married and your uncle comes up and makes a toast, never go to bed mad. I never bought into that one really either. Like if my wife and I have a fight and it's not going to be resolved, the best thing I think you could do is sleep it off, let cooler heads prevail. Talk about it in the morning. That way no one says something that you can't take back. Because once it's out there, you can't take stuff back. You don't want to be doing that. You want to argue gracefully. That's good advice. Everyone should subscribe to that. When you are arguing with a significant other, you want to argue with grace. You don't want to be mean. You don't want to belittle somebody. And sometimes, you know, you sleep it off. And then you can have a better conversation about it. Even stepping away for a few minutes. I'm waxing poetic and getting off the point. But I never really subscribed to that. People say, well, what if it's the last time you see him and then you're fighting? I think the full weight and gravity of our relationship prior to the argument is far more important than the argument we just had. I think there can be something to the last time you see someone, and we're getting morbid here, but isn't it about the relationship? Isn't it about the good times? Isn't it about the good outweighing the bad? So my friends know I love them. I don't need to go one by one like I'm Barack Obama and you're touring the White House and say goodbye to everybody. Like, if that's it for me, they're going to miss me. And they're probably not going to think about, oh, geez, I wish I said goodbye. Oh, geez, I wish I told Crowley, oh, I'll see you later. Well, really? Because you didn't? Anyway, we've all got our things. Texter, when you're tired and exhausted, you sometimes say stuff you don't mean. Totally agree. Totally agree. So go to bed angry. I found you go to bed angry, you're less angry in the morning. Unless she's like screwing your secretary. That you can't sleep that one off. That didn't happen. Just throwing it out there. There are some things sleep cannot fix. I'm all over the place.
You want to hear a Christmas movie theory that I have?
No. Go ahead.
So there's a... You've seen Christmas movies before, correct?
Yes, I've seen Christmas
you've
movies.
You've seen Elf. You've seen like the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a plot hole in all of these movies, and nobody ever talks about it.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Particularly, well, Elf is a good example, too. But in the Santa Claus, hey, all these adults stop believing in Santa. And then the presents still magically wind up under the tree. And none
Bingo.
Of them go, whoa. You know what? That could get into communication within a relationship as well, Tom. Like, do the dads think the moms bought the gifts? And the moms think the dads bought the gifts? Or what do they think?
Bingo.
You're right. It's a massive plot hole.
And it's never addressed.
Never addressed. And it really would ruin both of those movies in particular. Yeah.
Yeah. If they were like, oh, Santa does exist.
Mm-hmm.
Every movie, I'm like, it pisses me off because it makes no sense.
It is incredibly frustrating. Still great movies. Well, I love the Santa Claus. I like Elf. I don't view it as some sort of Christmas classic the way a lot of people do.
Oh, get out of
I'm
here.
I'm serious. Now, I will say, love Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, yeah.
Love her. Girl Next Door, that whole vibe. Big fan. Big fan of the show New Girl. You ever watch New Girl?
No.
Hysterical. Really good show. Highly recommend. Like modern day Friends. Yeah. Sorry, I got trapped thinking about Zooey Deschanel. What were
you
talking about?
So you don't really like Elf?
It's fine.
Arguably, Will Ferrell's best movie. Arguably, the second best Christmas movie to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And James Caan's in it, and he elevates anything that he's in.
Wait, did you say you don't like Christmas Vacation?
No, I said that's the best Christmas movie, and then
I was reading the text line. I got distracted. My bad.
Don't worry about it.
It's a pre-show. Someone's texting, can you guys talk about football? Listen, this is the pre-show. Are you new to the pre-show? We just warm up the vocal cords. We spit some takes about life. We pretty much just meander until we get to roughly 6 o'clock. Relax. Relax. And welcome. You will eventually love the pre-show. You don't know you need it, but you do. You will be addicted, and you'll one day go, wow, geez, I just popped these guys on at 5:40 and listened to them drone on about their lives, and I can't quit it. Yeah, Christmas Vacation's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best.
And the wife in that movie's also hot. Whatever her name is.
Strangely attractive.
The hell does that mean?
Yes, she's attractive, but I don't think in like a conventional way.
Okay, but attractive's attractive.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean, eh? If you're attractive, you're attractive. That's the bottom line, period. There's no strangely about it.
No, I think...
Also, she is conventionally attractive. Not to get into the weeds on this, but...
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared about getting into the weeds on that one. I mean, the lady at the mall is pretty attractive.
Oh, yes, she is.
That's... Chevy Chase is, for my money... I mean, I'd probably put him number one in terms of physical comedy of all time. I mean, Jim Carrey's obviously on the list.
Chris Farley.
That's what gave me pause, was Farley. That might be my holy triumvirate.
A physical comedy?
A physical comedy. Like, Chevy Chase could do the most mundane crap, and he does that frequently in that movie, and it's still funny because he's just so damn over the top.
The scene whenever he's looking out of the swimming pool and the ladies like in the bikini or whatever, every time I watch it with my family, always get a little uncomfortable. You never like seeing scenes like that with your parents and like your grandma sitting over there on the couch.
I thought you were going to say my thoughts on it. And my thought is, every time she's getting out, I think we're going to see her.
Oh, yeah.
And we never do.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Never has happened. So you have just done your Game of Thrones watch. Mm-hmm. And now I heard that you got the books. Great move by you. We watched Game of Thrones with our friends, like as it was airing on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of times we would rewatch it with my wife's mom.
Oh my God.
She fast forwarded the sex scenes.
Really?
She just fast forwarded them. Text her.
I normally rewound them.
A little pause here and there. Text her. Yo, dude, A Christmas Story. Better than Christmas Vacation. How about this? Why did I say literally? God, what a pet peeve. I watched it for the first time, wire to wire, on Friday.
Really?
I have never seen it. I had never seen it all the way through. It was always on at my in-law's place because it would be on like TNT or whatever station.
They have a 24-hour marathon.
Yes.
Of it.
So I would always catch bits and pieces. I never watched it wire to wire. And I got to tell you, it's fine. It's cute. I bet you if I watched it as a kid, I'd probably hold it in higher regard. But yeah, good movie.
I think it's nostalgic for me because we always
exactly.
have it on. Now, in terms of a movie,
it's fine.
It's fine.
It does really cut to the meaning of Christmas to a child, though. Like, we could all put ourselves in Ralphie's shoes.
Right.
Like, there's something you want. There's something you're pining after. The older I get, I'm sure you feel the same way. Although, in college, you're waiting for Christmas break. But the older I get, the faster Christmas comes. As a kid, oh, man. Lent, because I went to a Catholic school. Lent felt like it was a year and a half. It took forever to get to Christmas. Like, the time between, like, you enter some sort of time warp.
You mean Advent?
What did I say? Lent?
Lent.
Yeah. I meant Advent, thank you. I didn't do well in Catholic school. Lent is the best buy. I love Lent.
Oh, I love Lent. The fish fries?
Oh! I am a fish fry connoisseur, Dom.
I love a good fish fry.
Oh, I love a good fish fry.
You guys should do a live show from a fish fry.
We have discussed that.
Actually?
Yeah, but it's the morning, so.
Yeah, no fish fries open at 5 a.m.
That is correct. And do you really want to smell the frying fish at 5 a.m.?
Yes.
Me too, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's not. Oh, God. Fridays in Lent.
And that's
fish
when,
sandwich,
like, the weather's turning
Guinness,
nice, too.
March Madness right around the corner. Oh, it's best time of the year. But it's not the time warp. The time warp is Advent. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, as a kid, it felt like it took months and months and months, I thought. Didn't you feel like it dragged?
Yeah. And then the week in between Christmas and New Year's goes by like that.
Texter, I thought Dom was going to say every time that scene comes on, he gets a little chub.
Well, yeah.
When you said a little, I swear that I thought you were going to say the same thing.
It's not entirely wrong. Like, you think it's going to be the scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High where she gets out of the pool when you, yeah.
Yes.
You know what? If that movie had that, if Christmas Vacation, if that's the direction they went, it'd be the greatest movie of all time.
Can you be a Christmas movie if you've got nudity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Elf had nudity.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah,
it
right.
would be a classic. Zoe! The shower scene where she's singing.
Turn it up a notch.
Are you a fan of eggnog?
Oh, my God. I'm an expert on eggnog. I'm a connoisseur, even.
Really?
I love eggnog. Always have.
With booze?
Sure. I don't think it needs it, though.
I don't think I would ever drink eggnog without booze in it.
Why, do you think it tastes better or you just want to get drunk?
It's just not something that I enjoy enough to not spice it up a little bit.
Fair.
Like, I'm not, like, if I'm at a Christmas party, I want to be sipping on something.
Right.
And I could sip on a boozy eggnog and I get in a holiday spirit. But just eggnog by itself, it's like snorting baking powder. That's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah, I think eggnog tastes great.
It does, but I don't need the calories if there's no booze. I'm big on that. I drink water. I drink coffee. If I'm adding calories and the liquid side of things, it's beer.
Have you ever had a Surfside?
Yes.
Those have become my new favorite alcoholic beverage. Go ahead. Because I don't like the taste of beer.
Yeah, I'm a beer guy. I'm a beer guy.
If I'm going to drink alcohol, I want to enjoy the taste.
The only time I would ever have a Surfside is if I was at the pool or the beach. If I'm in the backyard grilling or something, I need to taste the beer. Multiple. Texter, I have to address this. I rarely listen to the pre-morning show, but Crowley ripping on Barack Obama is not appropriate. Talk sports, small guy. I didn't rip Obama. I just said it's like someone visiting the White House and you shake everyone's hand.
Is this guy even listening to the show?
How the hell do you take offense in that?
It's the holidays, for God's sake.
The reason I brought up Obama is because I thought he would spend a lot of time with each individual person that came in and he shook hands with. And they did a whole bit about it. Was that on the Chappelle show?
SNL? I don't know. But you were complimenting
like the white guy handshake, black guy handshake.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a whole bit on that. Yeah, that wasn't...
Do you know how to jump a car? This is so random, but my buddy texted me yesterday during the show and he said, hey, my car broke down in Giant Eagle. Do you know how to jump it? And I felt like such a non-man by telling him I don't know how to do it.
I thought you meant like slide over the hood of a car in like dramatic fashion.
No. Slide over a car.
Yeah.
Like an action movie?
Yes. Yes. That's what I thought you meant. Yes, I know how to jump a car. I'm an adult. You don't know how to jump a car?
No.
I actually have a charging pack in my car so I could jump my car without anybody else being around.
Oh, so that's cheating then. You're not doing the cables and the
No, you gotta hook the cables up.
Okay.
From the box. I could also go car to car. Oh yeah. I'll show you after the show. It'll be a great bonding moment.
Oh, I can't wait.
You were asking me for some life advice before the show. I gave you the life advice. Now I'll show you how to jump a car.
This is great.
Why don't you go out there now, turn your car on so the battery dies, and then I'll jump it at the end of the show. It was Key and Peele. Thank you. Texter. Beer is an acquired taste. I do think, I remember it vividly. Oh, we're like well into 6 o'clock, my bad. The first time I ever drank beer was Miller Genuine Draft. Kids, don't do this. I was like 15 years old. I drank three of them and couldn't walk because I was like 80 pounds. And I hated the taste. I was like, people drink this? People like this? And now beer's become my best friend. Quite sad, really. All right, in 30 seconds or thereabouts, we're getting into the biggest sports story of the day, and that is DK Metcalf's suspension. I think there's room for nuance here, and I'll explain how. Bang.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.